At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Armageddon Chapter 3. Robert quickly stepped back to view the back area while the front was being shown to the spectators. Yes, then he saw it. A triangular compartment attached to one side of the lid, covered by a mirror, and angled to achieve its invisibility. A very worn trick. Robert felt a little disappointed. The magician folded the box and the hidden compartment covered by the mirror was inside. He turned slightly. And now, young man. What happened in Tibet was not the only factor, it was the last link in a chain. The Tibetan weather had been unusual during that week, really unusual. It made it relatively warm. The snow succumbed to the high temperatures in a quantity greater than it had melted over the past few years. Streams grew, and all rivers increased in flow. Along the rivers, the prayer wheels spun faster than they had ever reached. Others, submerged, stopped. The priests, with water up to their knees, worked frantically, bringing the wheels to the bank, where the vast torrent would soon cover them again. There was a small windmill, a very old one that had spun uninterrupted for longer than any man could remember. It had been there for so long that no lama remembered the inscription it bore, nor what the purpose of that prayer was. The turbulent waters brushed against its axis when Lama Clareth approached to move it to a safer place. Too late. His feet slipped on the mud and his hand touched the windmill as he fell. Free from its moorings, it drifted away with the current, rolling down the river, towards increasingly deeper waters. As it rolled, everything was fine. The lama got up, shivering from the momentary immersion, and headed towards another of the windmills. What importance could a small windmill have? He thought. He did not know that, now that other links had broken, only that tiny object stood between Earth and Armageddon. The Wangerol windmill continued to roll and roll until, 2 kilometers downstream, it hit a protrusion and stopped. That was the moment. End of chapter 3.